Good morning, Symphony Church. We are starting the book of 2 Thessalonians, also known as Paul's second letter to the Thessalonian church, and we'll be reading chapter 1 today. Chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering, since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted, as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and of the glory of his might, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So Paul here is writing again to the church in Thessalonica, a church he himself founded during his missionary journey there. And despite his short stay with the Thessalonians and the relative difficult circumstances that the church found itself after he departed, the church was doing well. And Paul writes to them out of loving concern for them and to see how they're doing, and also due to the fierce persecution they were facing. And Paul rejoices because he's heard that they have been steadfast and have been growing abundantly in faith through the troubled seasons. Despite all that they were enduring, they were still devoted to God and committed to loving one another. And Paul encourages them to continue to be faithful in their afflictions and in their persecution by pointing them to the righteous judgment of God and their worthiness within the kingdom of God. Now, what does Paul mean when he says this? When he tells the Thessalonians that they are considered worthy of the kingdom of God, what does that mean? What does that mean that God will make them worthy of his calling? After all, this might conflict with our understanding of our adoption based on grace, not by works. Aren't we not worthy of the kingdom? Isn't our inclusion in the kingdom and our being brought into God's calling based not on our works or by our worthiness, but based on his worthiness and his mercy over us? Now, what Paul is saying to answer this question isn't that the Thessalonians have earned their worthiness. Of course not. Even though he commends them for their faith and virtue, I don't think Paul for a second forgets the gospel of grace that he was so radically transformed by and so eager to teach others. Rather, Paul is reminding the Thessalonians that, by grace, they are currently considered worthy. And if you are considered worthy in the kingdom, then you are cared for and protected by the king. If a king calls you his subject, regardless of whether you've earned your position or not, then the king has extended his kingdom over your life. And this was certainly very reassuring to the Thessalonians, to know that they were suffering not as just some minority group in an unfriendly city, but rather as sons and daughters claimed by the King of Heaven. It meant that their suffering wasn't in vain, that it wasn't lost on the Father, that those who persecuted them would have vengeance doled out to them in time, and that the church in Thessalonica would be glorified one day when he returns. Now, of course, this doesn't just apply to the Thessalonians. Even for us today, 2,000 years later, across the globe in a vastly different setting and church climate, we also are considered worthy for the kingdom of God. Again, not because of anything we've done to earn such a title, any virtue or accomplishment, but we're considered worthy because he's called us sons and daughters, because he's invited us into the kingdom according to the riches of his grace. We're all given the riches of the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, we can take heart in knowing that our devotion is seen by the Lord because we are considered worthy to be in his kingdom. Worthy in his kingdom because he has deemed us worthy. We can take heart knowing that our conversations and our moments of outreach are backed by him and empowered by his Spirit. That our suffering, be it in our sacrificial love or in our personal battle against the flesh, or in our rejections and moments where our faith causes us to be apart from the world, those things aren't in vain. Because it's all to build the kingdom we're a part of, this kingdom that God has deemed us worthy for, in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our sin. He invites us into the kingdom. And we can build the kingdom. We can invite the lost into the kingdom, and we can glorify our King that calls us his own. So know today that you are worthy to be part of the kingdom, and that your worthiness means that God is truly in your corner. He's on your side. Be empowered by that. Be encouraged by it. Let's pray. Lord, would you continue to instill in us an understanding of belonging. I pray that for our brothers and sisters, that as we go out into our days full of opportunities and moments that you have intricately written into our plan, I pray that you show us that we're not out here alone, that we are conduits of your kingdom. We belong to you and to your kingdom. Thus, you are protecting us, you are caring for us, and you are going out with us. Lord, I pray that we are strengthened and emboldened to do all that you call us to do, because we know that we have you in our corner and on our side. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.